CAT's long-term vision is spelled out in a document called the 2030 Plan. Last updated in 2006, it calls for developing rapid transit in 5 corridors stretching out from uptown. It's time to update the plan. CAT CEO John Lewis thinks 3 more lines could be under construction by 2030, the Silver Line southeast to Matthews, the Gold Line west to the airport, and the Red Line north to the Lake Norman area.
The goal is to have them delivered by 2030. Now, that's a goal. You know, it may be 2 lines in and a couple lines, are under construction, but we want to have all of the lines under construction with a targeted date of delivery of 2030.
Lewis estimates, and these are back-of-the-envelope kind of estimates, that it will cost about $1.5 to $2 billion per corridor, or $5 to $8 billion total. That's based on the $120 million a mile cost of the Blue Line extension.
Those costs are relevant for now, but until we get draw lines in the corridor, know exactly where the location of the Red Line and the West Corridor will be, where potential stations are, these are just best guesses.
The 15-mile Silver Line to Matthews is farthest along. CATS already has a preferred route. It starts uptown, runs alongside Independence Boulevard, and then cuts over to Monroe Road for the final leg to Matthews. Lewis wants to get both the airport and North Lines to the same point, so CATS can start to figure out how much they'll all cost. But first, it will have to pick routes. The Red Line had a preferred route 10 years ago, on Norfolk Southern's little-used O-Line tracks from Charlotte to Mooresville. But then Norfolk Southern decided not to share the tracks. So Lewis says CATS board, the Metropolitan Transit Commission, or MTC, thinks buying land for a separate corridor is now the way to go.
And so the MTC is right now directed us to look at options where we would be in control of our own destiny there. And so we will be studying an alternative corridor.
As for the airport line, CATS would extend the existing Gold Line streetcar west to the airport and the planned River District development, and maybe someday into Gaston County. The route would be somewhere along or between West and Wilkinson Boulevards. Once CATS has preferred routes, it will work on preliminary designs and cost estimates. Then comes the big question, how to pay for it all.
Until we get into a level of design where we can put a reliable price tag on it, and then after that, have a very serious discussion with the community about our potential options for paying for these projects.
That serious discussion will involve a lot of politics. There's no money left in the county's current half-cent sales tax to fund any more lines. The tax potentially could be expanded, though that could be politically troublesome. Some politicians in the Lake Norman area are calling for canceling the existing tax. CATS could look for a private partner to help build and finance the project, and tax increment financing is another option. Any increase in property taxes from new development along the corridors would go to pay for the lines. There's also hope for federal funds. President Trump has called for spending $1 trillion on infrastructure nationwide. The question is whether it will include trains. Davidson Mayor John Woods is a member of the MTC. He likes the idea of an all-at-once push for transit around Charlotte.
I think it's high time that we look at this seriously and that we find a way to make this work. You know, we've been sort of forced in a way to look at it as a corridor-by-corridor initiative, and that is unacceptably slow.
Lewis says he'll present his plan to the MTC this May or June. Route studies for the North and airport lines are funded in this year's CATS budget and will begin this summer. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.